Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 28th day of June. Today we're reading Acts 18, 23 to 19, 12, and reading the easy-to-read version. Paul stayed in Antioch for a while. Then he left there and went through the countries of Galatia and Phrygia. He traveled from town to town in these countries, helping all the followers of Jesus grow stronger in their faith. A Jew named Apollos came to Ephesus, born in the city of Alexandria. He was an educated man who knew the scriptures well. He had been taught about the Lord and was always excited to talk to people about Jesus. What he taught was right, but the only baptism he knew about was the baptism that John taught. Apollos began to speak very boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him speak, they took him to their home and helped him understand the way of God better. Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, so the believers in Ephesus helped him. They wrote a letter to the Lord's followers in Achaia, and asked them to accept Apollos. When he arrived there, he was a great help to those who had believed in Jesus because of God's grace. He argued very strongly against the Jews before all the people. He clearly proved that the Jews were wrong. He used the scriptures and showed that Jesus is the Messiah. While Apollos was in the city of Corinth, Paul was visiting some places on his way to Ephesus. In Ephesus, he found some other followers of the Lord. He asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" These followers said to him, "We have never even heard of a Holy Spirit." Paul asked them, "So what kind of baptism did you have?" They said, "It was the baptism that John taught." Paul said, "John told people to be baptized to show they wanted to change their lives. He told people to believe in the one who would come after him, and that one is Jesus." When these followers heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Paul laid his hands on them, and the Holy Spirit came on them. They began speaking different languages and prophesying. There were about 12 men in this group. Paul went into the synagogue and spoke very boldly. He continued doing this for 3 months. He talked with the Jews, trying to persuade them to accept what he was telling them about God's kingdom. But some of them became stubborn and refused to believe. In front of everyone, they said bad things about the way. So Paul left these Jews and took the Lord's followers with him. He went to a place where a man named Tyrannus had a school. There, Paul talked with people every day. He did this for 2 years. Because of this work, everyone in Asia, Jews and Greeks, heard the word of the Lord. God used Paul to do some very special miracles. Some people carried away handkerchiefs and clothes that Paul had used and put them on those who were sick. The sick people were healed and evil spirits left them. Let's pray for peace. Dear Jesus, help us have peace in our hearts, peace in our house, peace in our awakening, peace in our faith. Peace in our relationships with you and with others. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.